put the radio on? Who put the radio on? Oh, look. It's a ginger pussycat.
No.
Yay! Not ours, is it?
No.
That's Ginger. He lives at the back. Ginger lives behind us.
Ginger in the what?
Ginger, who lives at the back. Behind us.
Ginger. No.
Would you like some cornflakes, Thomas?
No.
No?
Puggers! Get that!
You can't have chocolate yet. I don't think so.
Yes, it hurts.
Cornflakes.
And then, what's this?
This is a box of cornflakes.
But what are these?
Well, just a few. Would you like a spoon?
No.
No, you have to with your fingers, are you? If you had milk on them, you'd have to have a spoon, wouldn't you? While you're eating those, Mummy's going to iron her dress. What's a busy day planned, Thomas?
See bear!
See a bear? Where's the bear?
No bear.
No bear. I can't see a bear. Or was it a teddy bear you were talking about?
I guess. And then, I guess.
What's what, Tom?
What's
what?
This. What's this?
I don't know what you're looking at, Puppet. I can hear you chomping on your cornflakes. Jump, 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 jump.
Among
them! Oh, I see. You're looking at some pictures. You're looking at a picture book. Mummy's pouring water into the iron.
Gosh, the water!
The cornflakes good? Mm-mm.
They're
nice.
No.
No. No. And some Ribena. Would you like a glass of Ribena?
Yeah, Ma. Produce.
Produce, red juice.
No, red juice.
That is bitchy. She can't have lemonade at breakfast. Well, you could have, but you're not going to. Oh, this is nice. I've had a sip, so now it's... What's the matter? No, you've got to drink it. Because the lid's on. Well, look, I'll tell you what, here's a cup Tigger, and it's a plastic cup.
No.
Well, I'll pour the juice from your china beaker into this cup.
No.
Oh, Thomas, it took me ages to get the lid on this cup. I can't get it off now.
Oh dear.
Yes, so dear.
Mess?
Yes. There will be a mess if I spill it. Well, tell you what, I shall leave that in the trainer baker because you can drink it later in the day and I'll make you some more. Straight into this cup.
Straight into the cup.
Straight into the cup. Are you going to be a good boy today?
My granddad.
I think you're usually a good boy for them,
aren't
you? Yeah. Daisy, it's a good job when we haven't poured the juice in straight away because I've dropped the cup.
Drop
the cup.
See back.
There you are. You be very careful with the cup.
No.
Yes.
What's this?
It's Ribena. In a grown-up cup.
Ribena. What's this?
Ribena.
What's this?
Oh, you're looking at the patterns on the cup now.
What's this?
Well, you know who that is. Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. Can't remember the rest. Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, Winnie, Winnie, Winnie all day. I don't think I'll do that again, Thomas. You frowned at me then. Was it terrible? You were singing awful. Suppose it would help if I knew the words, wouldn't it? Got it on the tape, haven't I?
Vargas?
No juice? Does it taste extra special out of a grown-up cup? I suppose it's getting to the stage now.
People.
You probably prefer to drink out of a cup now and keep the draining beaker with a lid on for when we're travelling somewhere. So you don't spill it. What's Mummy doing now? Pouring herself a cup of tea?
Mama, tea!
Oh, Thomas! You have to make so much noise. I'm going to forget to finish a cornflake. It's while you're busy with your juice. Otherwise you'll fill it with liquid and not have anything to eat. Seem to get the ironing board in the right position. There we are. Mummy ironing her dress. Can you hear the iron? It's going pshh. Do you remember Percy in the Thomas the Tank Engine box, Thomas? Percy, wash steam everywhere. And this is steam, but it's a different type of steam from the train. This is steam from the iron.
Did you wash? No.
Choo-choo's wash. Percy, wash steam everywhere, but he would not move. Can you see the steam coming from the iron? Just watch. There we are, can you see that steam rising? Whoosh! I don't know what's making more noise, the steam iron or you slurping the juice.
The juice!
Looks like it's going to be a nice day today. Sun shining. sun shining?
China.
The sun shining in the sky. Been a bit more organised with you, and I've got your shorts and t-shirt ready ironed. So you can put those on today. And if anything happens, what do you say?
Peas.
Well, please eat some cornflakes in the meanwhile. Mummy will just finish ironing the dress and then I'll pop you some more juice in the cup. Have some more cornflakes first, please.
Please.
Yes, I know you said please, but you please eat some cornflakes first. You don't want to play at eating cornflakes.
No.
No.
Don't know. Brush your sheep. Brush a tree!
Brush a tree? Yes, that's what you do and you really shouldn't do that.
Pudgy?
You take the brush from the garden, don't you?
Pudgy?
And you take it towards the trees and you brush the trees. Mummy doesn't like you doing that, but you've seen Isabel do it, haven't you?
Hello.
Yes, you have. So anything Isabel does, you think you can do as well? It doesn't matter too much at home, but you can't start going to other people's gardens and picking up their brushes and brushing their trees, can you? Oh dear.
Oh dear me.
Oh dear me. You drink it too quickly.
What?
Quick, quick. We've got to be quite quick this morning, haven't we? Because Mummy's going to work. Before I go out, I've got to iron this. And I must address an envelope. So you can help me with that. And then perhaps later on, you'll have a walk to a postbox with Grandma or Glenda to post it. Postbox, a blue door. Now the postbox is yet red. At the end of the road. The red postbox on the wall. Actually, I don't think it is on the wall. I think it stands on the floor. What's the postbox like, Tom?
Go!
It's red, yes it's red, but is it a box? I go to it every day and I just can't think.
No!
Is it a big red box? Where we post the letters?
No.
You write cards and letters and then put them in envelopes. Address them, put stamps on them and then we post them in the postbox.
In a box. In a box.
And then the postman comes along with his van. And he empties the box and collects all the letters in his sack. And if he sees you, he waves, doesn't he?
Bye. He bye.
Is that what you say when he drives off? See you bye, postman.
He-man!
It's a postman.
Batman!
Right, postman Pat.
Pow-wee-oh!
Meow, meow, yes, postman perhaps has a big white cat, doesn't he? That rides around in his red van. And you know a song about that as well, but I'm not going to sing it.
Thank you. Booba, 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 go booba, play-ow!
Yes? Are you singing now? You're rocking from side to side singing. Which song are you singing? Are you singing the Thomas the Tank Engine music? Is that what Thomas is singing? How about
me?
Is that what James the red engine says? Help, help!
Blue!
Thomas the tank engine is blue, isn't he? And Mummy's doing the sound of the steam iron. I mean the steam train. The steam iron. I'm doing Percy washing steam everywhere.
What's this? And then?
Yes.
What's this?
That's the cup with Winnie the Pooh and Tigger.
Pooh's happy. No, not Pooh Bear.
Ooh. Pooh Bear's lying down. Is that a picture of Tigger? Is that why you were saying rawr? Tigger's longer. Sounds like you enjoyed that.
And a bus!
A bus? Where's the bus?
Where's the dog?
Where's the bus? Let me have a look.
Bus!
I can't see a bus, Thomas.
No bus!
No bus.
No bus!
Thomas, that's a funny noise. It's not very polite to do that, is it? You're going to a wedding tomorrow, so I hope you don't start making noises like that. Otherwise we might be thrown out. I think we might have to play at being quiet tomorrow morning. Where's Daddy gone? At the door? No, Daddy's at work, isn't he? I can't see anybody at the door.
Bow door! Bow door!
Bow door. Purdy at the door? No, Purdy's not at the door either, is she?
Where's your bow?
Pardon?
Bow!
Is Purdy sleeping? She possibly is.
And then?
She was asleep before, wasn't she?
And then?
Yes. Oh, you're back on your cornflakes. Oh, they're nice. There we are. That's the dress done. Took a long time to iron that this morning, didn't it?
Mother's.
Just let Mummy pop this on the hanger. Don't find a coat hanger for this.
Mm.
back. Here I am.
Hello.
Here I am.
Hello.
Here I am.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, dear Thomas.
Oh, dear.
Why is it always a nice day when I have to work? I beg your pardon.
Mordew,
she sounds as if you've had enough. Would you like some bread now?
No, Mordew.
Just put the ironing board away. That's it, down it goes. It's the ironing board, Thomas.
No.
Yes, I've stood it behind the vacuum cleaner in the cupboard. New news. New.
Oh, Lulu.
Hello, Nunu.
Nunu.
There we are.
Mordius.
Mordius, what did you say?
Please.
Please. Mummy made some bread yesterday.
Bread!
Bread, look at that.
A big bread!
When I finished baking it last night, the top was crusty. But then I wrapped it in foil and it's gone quite soft now.
No!
Ooh, we'll slice it with a red knife. Gosh. It's like sewing. It's very soft, isn't it?
Oh!
It's very soft.
This! Lily?
Yes?
Bread!
Bread. Now, would you like some nice soft cheese on that, Thomas? Some spreading cheese? Big bread, it's quite a big loaf, isn't it? That's a loaf of bread. Spreading the butter on the bread. Thomas, you're making some dreadful noises. Here we are, spreading the butter. And some cheese.
Cheese! Mama, this?
We'll cut this into four because it's quite a big slice.
No bear! There's no bear!
No, there isn't a bear. Why do you keep looking towards the window and saying no bear? Have you seen a bear walk past the window? Tell me what there is. There's no bear, but there's some Teletubbies on this plate. Tinky Winky and Poe. And Lala and Dipsy drinking tubby custard. There, I hope you enjoy that bread.
Chocolate bag, Nana.
Yes, well, when Nana comes, she may very well have some chocolate hidden in a bag. But I don't think it's the first thing you should say when she walks through the door to me. It might be nice to say, hello, Grandma and Grandad. How are you? Nice to see you.
No,
I think that would be far preferable to Nana Chock-Chocker back. Poor Nana.
Oh, Nana.
Poor Nana. Anyway, you're being a bit presumptuous, because Nana might not have chocolate in her back. Wrap the bread up in the silver foil. What colour is the foil?
Blue.
Silver. Oh yes, I suppose it looks a little bit like a hat now, doesn't it? It looks like Dipsy's hat. No, we've wrapped it up and stood it up like that.
Yeah.
Mummy's got a cup of tea. Oopsie daisy. So far, you're just sucking the cheese off the bread, aren't you? Not actually eating the bread. Does it taste nice?
No, just... bread.
Bread. Put those back in the... Oh, I've forgotten to put cheese on my bread. You used to eat an awful lot at breakfast, Thomas, even if you didn't want to eat the rest of the day.
Then I want a toast.
Used to eat a lot at breakfast and you don't seem to now.
No.
But you're talking about choo-choos. Does that mean that you would eat your bread if I gave you a tray so you could put the bread inside?
Baby!
Oh, that's it, the little man in the trailer. He might like some bread and cheese, Thomas.
Lemon?
Yes, darling.
Lemon? Shut up, but lemon! Choo-choo!
Dora box. Have you just seen the postman? I haven't seen him, but I thought I heard a noise. Oh, and now the dog's barking next door, so I can see the postman's been. Yes, it is.
Lenny? Whoa!
It's a bill for Daddy in a bank, so that will really cheer him up when he gets home, won't it? He's gone to work. It's a good job he's gone to work because it looks like he's got some bills to pay when he comes home.
Peaches. Peach.
No, it's not a peach. It's an apple. Just get some kitchen paper to peel it into. Put the kitchen paper, Thomas. It's got a picture of lemon, limes, orange.
Cheese. Hello, Jenny. Hello, this.
It's a picture of the lemon.
Yes.
And limes.
It's this.
And an orange. That's what this is.
Lemon.
Yes.
Lemon. Oh, yeah.
Are you going to eat some bread, Thomas? I didn't make any toast this morning because you don't seem to have been too bothered about toast recently. Oh, look who's here now.
Oh, little what?
No, it's not Daddy. Look on the floor. Who's that? Here, behind you.
Bus.
It's Bus. It's Birdie. Good morning, Birdie.
No,
my granddad at the door. Are they here already? I hope they're not. Oh, no, good. Because Mummy's not dressed.
No, Dad.
What would Grandma say if she arrived and Mummy wasn't dressed? She'd say, oh dear, what a mess.
Be a mess. Be a mess. Ellen?
Yes.
What?
Oh, that's very clever. You sat the driver of the train right behind the chimney. You've never sat in there before.
Hello?
It's very clever.
Hello?
Yes? Oh, you're pulling the trailer apart. Have you seen that the driver's head turns round, Thomas? Look, so when he's going right, he can turn right. When he's going left, he can turn left and not left. And because he's a special driver, he can turn his head all the way round when he wants to go backwards. Which reminds me, Grandma has a poorly neck and she was going to the doctor yesterday. A special doctor who was going to do something to her neck.
Nana, I got it!
Yeah. Nana at the doctor, that's right, Nana at the doctor. So I think when she arrives, we'll better ask her how she is.
Oh dear, have you dropped it?
So when Nana arrives, say, Nana, how's your poorly neck? Rather than Nana chock her back. I can't see where you've dropped it, sweetheart. I heard it fall. There you are, there's some apple.
Nana, there's
4 pieces of apple. Thomas, what happened to the train?
No.
Oh, you stacked all the apple into the trailer.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, dear, have you just run the train driver over with the train? That's a shame, because his head was facing backwards. He should have seen the train coming and got out of the way quick, didn't he? Eat some apple, Thomas, please.
Lily?
Mm-hmm. That tastes good.
What do you do? Lily?
Is his head turning round and round?
Oh, look! Look!
Is he stuck?
Sue door.
Can you see Sue at the door? I can't see her now today. I can see Sue's door, but I can't see Sue. Hello Sue, we went to see Sue last night, didn't we?
No, the box door. Regina!
What can you see? Tea, my tea.
My tea!
More tea, this is Mummy's cup of tea.
Men tea?
You've seen some men drinking tea. No, there's no tea in your cup. Your cup's empty. Give them out. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You want the driver of the train, your little man, to have some tea. Would you like to give him a drink from your cup?
The baby choo-choos.
Baby choo-choos? Is that just the trainer part of the train without the train? Looks much smaller without the engine, doesn't it? Daddy's gone to work.
No.
Where's Daddy work?
At the gift shop.
At the gift shop? Oh.
Gift shop is on Daddy.
And where's Mummy work?
Chip shop.
At the chip shop as well. Ooh, Thomas. Just think, one day you'll be the proud owner of a chip shop. And before Grandad retired, where did Grandad work?
Chip shop.
Grandad worked at the chip shop as well. Oh, and what about Grandma?
Chip shop.
Grandma worked at the chip shop.
Dada Nana.
Quite sad really, Thomas, that you always think of Daddy working in a chip shop and you always think of chocolate when you think of Grandma. Well, Thomas, oh no, don't bang that on the table. No. When Thomas grows up, what's he going to do?
I don't know.
You don't know? Are you going to work in the chip shop? When Thomas goes, no, Thomas, don't. Please don't bang it on the table. Oh, no, that's not a good thing. Whoops-a-dee, it's on the floor now. That's the end of that.
Man-o-dee,
does that mean the man's about to meet his death as well and fall off the table? Poor train driver.
Men, oh dear.
Whoops-a-daisy, he's gone as well. Oh dear, dear.
Down.
There we are. If Mummy gives you the man back.
Oh, a baby.
Oh, you found some apple peel, have you? Oh, perhaps you'd like to give the man some bread or some apple. Let's move it a bit closer. It's Father's Day on Sunday. Yes, yellow. Are you colouring a card for Daddy? And for Grandad? Oh, that's beautiful. There's some yellow and try some green and some pink. So Mummy spread the card out on the table and you're just doing some colouring, aren't you?
Yellow.
Would you like to try a different colour?
Yeah. Ellen?
Yeah.
Mommy.
Brown? Some more juice, Thomas.
Oh. No shakes. And no juice.
No juice? Oh. That's okay. What are you drawing on the card?
Nana, Daddy.
That's for Grandad. That's lovely, isn't it? Isn't that lovely? There are lots of colours there, aren't there? Shall we do a green one? A green squiggle. Gosh, that lime green looks almost yellow, doesn't it? We'll try this one, perhaps that's more green. Oh yes, that's a jade. A jade type colour, isn't it? Whoopsie-daisy.
Whoopsie-daisy.
Mummy's dropped one of the crayons, there we are. Are you getting it stuck again? I just lifted it up. Mummy's nose is running a lot this morning, Tom. Sneezing a lot. Are you still drawing?
Oh no!
No, you finished.
Alright, no luck.
I'm going to do some more with the green pencil.
I want that.
That's beautiful, isn't it? He'll be really proud.
So, Linen!
Yes, Linen's going to paint your nails now while you're busy doing that. We've had to do Grandad's card today, haven't we? Because you can give it to him today. He won't open it until Sunday. But it would be nice if you gave it to him.
Yeah, sure.
What do you say? Linen's just doing her nails. Pink nail varnish.
Oh, no.
So Thomas is painting. And Mummy's painting.
No,
we're painting different things, aren't we?
Uh-oh,
what's happened?
I got...
Stuck, what stuck? Have you got a crayon stuck? Oh, yes, I can see it. It's down there. I think it's a blue one. I think we'll have to wait until you've come out of your high chair, Thomas, because I can't actually reach it where it is. Blue and green. That's really lovely. Oh, you've got a crayon in each hand. You're doing them together. Painting with two crayons. In between sipping juice. There we are, that's one coat done. To wait for that to dry and we can put another one on. Pardon? Is there something matter with the chair? Let me have a look. What's the matter, Poppet? Look, the crayon's gone. Oh, I can see it.
Oh yeah.
There you are, it's the green one, isn't it?
Oh yeah!
Yes, I don't know who that is. Somebody just put something through the letterbox. Because the postman's been already, hasn't he? I think he brought Daddy some bills.
Dado! Money!
Another brown envelope for Daddy, but it's a big brown envelope and it's something to do with work. Are you going to do some more colouring? Oh, with a red crayon. Tipped all the crayons out now.
Well, you must. You must.
You must.
I don't.
It was in the crayon box, empty now, isn't it? Pardon you, Thomas. Excuse you. Would you like to draw a line or something with one of each of these and then put it back in the pot? So we do a pink line and the pink pen back in the pot. Purdy's at the door.
Oh, bus.
You can watch Mummy put these biscuits into bags.
Biscuits.
Biscuits. And Mummy made these biscuits last night. And we're going to give them to Sue, because Sue's selling them on a cake stall, isn't she? And she's coming over before Mummy leaves. Would you like to try one? So we promised to get them ready, didn't we, so she can sell them. Is that the lid from the pencil pot? How many shall we put in the pot? One, two, three, four. Shall we do four or five in a bag? I think we better do five, don't you? That's the lid from the pencil pot. There we are, we'll put five biscuits. Five biscuits in each bag like that. Do they look all right? And then Mummy's going to put some ribbon on the top to tie them. That's one lot of five. You count with me when we're doing the rest. And who's coming this morning to look after you? Yes. One, two, three... Four. We'll take some from this tray now. Four. Five. Because some are nicer than the others, aren't they? There we are. Five in that bag, Thomas. Are you talking about your cranes? Have you finished drawing?
In a model.
Because if you have, you might like to put the pencils back in the pot. Two suns. Is that because you're holding yellow and orange crayons?
Blue?
Yes, there's blue there. You're going to help me count out some more? Would you like to try one? Well, look, before you do that, let's put all these pencils away. Where's the pot gone? Let's put all these pencils away and then you can try one of Mummy's biscuits. Have you got room for a biscuit? There should be 24 crayons and I can only find 23 yesterday. But I know that one's gone underneath your hand chair. Thomas, don't put them on the floor. We're trying to get tidied up quickly, aren't we?
No, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. tables, aren't they?
What's that here?
The table must be on a slope because all the cans are rolling off, aren't they? Good boy. Thank you, darling. Let's quickly count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. So we've actually lost four. I can see one of them.
A little more.
So I don't know where the rest are.
Oh, dear. I got her.
Right. Finished your grandmother's card, haven't we?
I got a name. Again.
Would you like to try one of these? Well, let's try one that perhaps we don't think we're going to sell on the stall. There you are.
Little one.
Yes, Mummy's got to wash her hands now because I just blown my nose.
It's your nose.
Yes, blown my nose, and you can't touch food.
Not food
that you're going to give to somebody else.
A little one.
Without wiping your hands, can you? Washing your hands. One, two, three, four, five. What do you think to Mummy's biscuits? What does Thomas think to Mummy's biscuits? Do you think they taste quite nice?
What's your biscuits? What's your biscuits?
We've done biscuits. Well, we've done five packets of five, haven't we? I think this might have to be the last one. They're quite healthy biscuits, these, aren't they? They've got oats and the honey. They've got brown sugar in them. One, two, three, four. Which one? Oops, Daisy. Which one shall we choose as the last one? One, two, three, four. How about that one?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five. Now we could actually make another bag up with another five, but they're a little bit misshapen, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Shall we do one more bag?
One more bag.
Well, whoever buys these are going to have biscuits that are slightly smaller than the ones in the other packets, but there's nothing matter with them. And providing we put them all in the same bag, unless somebody buys two bags, they're not even going to know, are they? They're not even going to know, Thomas.
Oh, no.
We can get away with all sorts, can't we?
I like you.
One, two, three, four, five. Now, how about because they're smaller than the others, we put six in this bag? Six instead of five, what do you think?
What?
I think that's a good idea. And then if they do buy another bag, they'll think, ooh, these are small compared to the other bags. They can count them. What will they find when they count them?
Two, six, four, three.
Four, as many as that. Well, that is value for money, isn't it? And we've got some bread baking, haven't we? Actually, that won't quite be ready, I don't think, when Sue comes, so you'll have to keep her talking. Won't you? You'll have to keep Sue talking so that when we have time to get the bread out of the oven. But at least when she takes it away, she'll know it's freshly baked, because it'll still be hot. Won't it? Oh, now I've run into problems with putting six in a bag, Thomas, because the bags really only probably take four, won't they? There we are. How many bags? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Great.
Six bags, and how about we put these two that are left, a little bit misshapen, on a plate for Grandma and Grandad?
Yeah, Grandad.
That sounds awful, doesn't it?
All done.
Right, we've just got to put some ribbon around the top now. And Mummy's going to be a pig and eat these crumbs. Look, there's a teaspoon. And Mummy's got to taste what she's selling, hasn't she?
I love biscuits.
More biscuits, yes. It's a bit early in the day for eating biscuits, really. Isn't it? Are your biscuits all done? I'm just going to take this tray outside and I'll throw it out for the birds.
Hello!
Throw it out for the birds.
Up for books! Up for the books! Up the books!
Obviously we didn't see a birdie before we threw them. Oh dearie.
Bucks.
Oh, poor boss.
Baba!
And when we throw the crumbs, we didn't know Purdy was there. I don't think they quite hit it, but it frightened her, didn't it? Poor old pussycat.
I am old!
Yes, if it's you not hassling her, it's me, isn't it? That was a mistake, though. When you run up to Purdy, you know jolly well what you're doing. Oh dear, Thomas.
What do you mean,
Lenny? That's what happens when it's a nice sunny day. Mummy likes the sun, but it makes her sneeze. Thomas, we've got some yellow, green and blue check ribbon here.
Blue check?
Check. Checked material.
Checks.
I think we'll use some yellow.
Snip, snip, snip.
Snip, snip, snip. That's some green ribbon left from Easter. I don't think there's quite enough to tie a bag. We'll use the yellow piece. Twist the top like that. And tying the knot. Once we've tied the knots, we can make a bow. So Mummy's sending all those jars of marmalade, lemon marmalade, 2 loaves of bread, one that we made last night, and the other one that's in the oven now, and all these biscuits.
Oh no.
Look at that. What do you think to that?
Stop shaking that up!
Yes, using the scissors, look, cutting it, that's called a slant, Thomas, or an angle. We're not cutting it straight across, we're cutting it from side to side.
Side to side?
Side to side, and we're not cutting it because the scissors aren't very good. I'm just going to get some different scissors. Snip, we've got some different scissors, haven't we? These have got red handles like the others, but these are smaller.
Two snip snips,
two pairs of scissors.
Pair
of snip snips, that's right. When you've got... When you've got more than one thing, and you have two things, sometimes you call it a pair. It's different from the sort of pair that you know. Whoopsie daisy. Did that go down the wrong way?
Down the wrong way.
You're like a parrot this morning, aren't you?
Oh no. I'm not pap pap.
Pap pap. That's what your word is for parrot, isn't it? The pap pap.
Relative.
Shall we use a blue ribbon now?
When
Mummy's done this, we've got to put another coat of varnish on the nails, whiz upstairs and do some makeup, and then Grandma Nana should be here, and Sing should be here. And Mummy's going to go then to work.
Where to work?
Yeah.
Cool.
No, Thomas, don't put crumbs on the floor. You're going to start being messy when you're sitting in this big chair at the big table. We'll have to start thinking about putting you back in the high chair, won't we, where you can only get the crumbs on a small tray.
Did you say that?
Just let Mummy finish tying it. Is that what you want? The train again? So that you can put your biscuit in it, no doubt, to ride around. But Thomas, don't make a mess. Please don't make a mess.
Make no mess.
No, it takes Mummy a long time to tie it. We really haven't got time.
No mess.
No mess, no time. No do.
No.
No mess, no time, no do. Do you like the ones with the blue ribbon?
Oh, not that.
Or the yellow ribbon?
No.
I don't think we can use the green ribbon, can we?
Oh no. Oh no.
Did the biscuit just fall over on its own then, or were you making a mess? Thomas, don't make a mess with food. This is the last bag now.
No mess.
No, you've put the biscuit in the tray, haven't you? There's still lots of crumbs on the table. I think you like riding the wheels over biscuits, don't you, to break them up?
We bought the tutus.
Big splash of tutus. Yes, I'm going to have to wash them, aren't I? We have to wash your trains after every meal, don't we? Because what happens, they get a mess, don't they?
A mess. Look, I just like a bag.
Yes, why don't you eat some more? Would you like to eat some more? You're probably full though because you've just had breakfast, haven't you? Yes, that's next door, isn't it? You can hear the door closing next door. Linda's house. What happens tomorrow?
Shut the door!
Linda's getting married, isn't she? Linda and Brian next door getting married. I'm going to a wedding. Your first wedding, Thomas.
Shut the door.
Oh, this is very fiddly.
Yeah, I'll just do that a bit.
Leave when we was in a rush, wouldn't you? No, you can. Oh, no, you can't have that to put in your train, darling. No. Then we're going to give this to Auntie Sue.
Yeah, Auntie Sue.
Don't think she needs to put them in a train to get them where she's taking them. Right, that's it. The little one's all going away now. Back in its bag. Bye bye, Ribbon.
Keep banding. See you, Moo.
See Blue Ribbon. See Yellow Ribbon.
See Pole.
See Red Scissors. Bye bye, Blue Ribbon. Bye bye, Yellow Ribbon.
Good apple.
And bye bye. Red Scissors.
Oh.
You're going to say goodbye?
Bye, Boo.